And we'll go ahead and continue with Stanford coach David Shaw. The Cardinal on the road at Oregon State on Thursday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from David Ubben, The Athletics.
David, over the course of your career, have you noticed a difference in your team in terms of just results coming off bye?
I think we've been pretty good, and I give our players a lot of credit for getting fresh. And so we try to use the bye fours. We get them out of the building. We get them away from the coaches for them to kind of reset a little bit. And then we come back, and we get after it pretty good, and hopefully we're fresh and ready to go the next week.
Do you feel like that's sort of something that you see in terms of college football as a whole, or how do you feel like your program does just kind of in respect to that in general in the sport?
Well, I think we've invested a lot of time and talked to a lot of people and done a lot of research. And, you know, one of the biggest things that helps our sport is recovery. This game is such a grind. The season is such a grind. On you physically, mentally, and emotionally, that when you have an opportunity to recover in all three of those, physically, mentally, emotionally, and recharge, and they get back after, you're better for it. So if you have an early season bye, it's hard to do that. But late in the season, when you get a chance to have a couple of days off, you have to take advantage so that your body can come back. And when it's called upon to go full speed on game day, you have enough in the tank.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Your next question is from Lindsay Schnell, USA Today.
Hey, David.
Hello.
I was curious, with everything going on right now in college basketball, with that scandal and the FBI, do you have any concern about it, you know, making its way to football, particularly with how big 7-on-7 is getting, that there are going to be more and more middlemen in college football and maybe more of an influence from shoe companies?
I mean, it's already happening in football. I don't think it's on the scale that it has been in basketball. I don't think the money's as big. But when there is personal interest, like trying to win and trying to get contract extensions or better job, et cetera, there's cheating. There's cheating in everything. So, you know, I think the biggest thing with the basketball scandal is that the FBI was involved because they can have subpoenas and they can commandeer laptops and they can sequester records. The NCAA doesn't have the ability to do that. So, you know, the NCAA knows a lot of what's going on, and a lot of us do, but it's hard to prove because we're not in you can't get into a court of law. The NCAA is not a recognized enforcement law enforcement group. So there's a lot of stuff going on that's shady. I don't think it's a scale that we've seen in the high level of college basketball. But it wouldn't surprise me if there's something similar happening in college football.
If there's cheating and everything, is there a way to fix this? I know that you in particular have talked about, you don't believe players should be paid. You've talked about, like, let's teach them how to go be able to get a job and be successful. Was there a solution?
Well, that's the question. And for everyone that says, well, the solution is paying the players, then I just chuckle. You're going to cause 50 more problems by trying to solve one. You know, not to mention the Title IX, which has been so great for all of college athletics. You start paying football players and basketball players, then what's going to happen is you're going to lose field hockey, you're going to lose men's volleyball, you're going to lose sand volleyball, you're going to lose all these great sports that young people get a chance to play. So to me, that's not an option because it's not feasible at all. You know, the solution for a lot of times, and nobody wants to hear it, the solution is giving the NCAA more power, not less power. Subjecting ourselves to say, hey, if you get caught cheating, you don't get to just say, hey, you know, the rules are not fair. We shouldn't be forced to do these things. There should be severe punishments. And I was hearing somebody on TV the other day, which I thought was great, which was, you know, not just limiting scholarships, fining universities. Let's fine the athletic departments. Let's fine the universities when there's severe cheating in your and at your place. So you're not punishing the kids who in the next couple of years that aren't even there yet by, decreasing scholarships, et cetera. You're hurting the university so that the president of the university wants to come down to the football program, basketball program, and say, hey, we just got fined a few million dollars, so we're not cheating, so we're going to put watchdogs on every level of what we're doing. So to me, that's more of an incentive as opposed to saying, hey, you know what, we'll slap you on the wrist, we'll cost you a couple scholarships, we'll look this, but you know what, you're going to kind of keep finding a way to skirt the line. So for me, it's harsher punishments on the university so that people don't turn a blind eye to what's going on in football. The presidents, the provosts, they come down and say, hey, you know what, we need to be doing things the right way.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Kyle Kinsing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, do you glean any sort of similarities between this season's team and 2015 in terms of, losing early in the season and then kind of coming on strong? And what kind of goes into a team maybe figuring it out at a certain point in the season?
Well, I think so many people forget that in college sports, we actually have college-aged people. So they're not perfect. They're not, they grow and they learn. And they can't be at their best 24/7 all the time. So especially when you have an influx of new players and you're trying to find some chemistry. I think for us, we're not afraid to falter early. Not that we try to, not that we want to, but it doesn't deter us because we know that we're building, we know that we're growing, and we can make adjustments and changes. We're also not afraid of people jumping on and off our bandwagon. That doesn't bother us at all, whereas I think some people, like when they lose a couple, then the wheels fall off. For us, hey, we lost a couple games. We didn't play as well. There's things that we can do to play better. We're all in this thing together, and we go back, and if people pat us on the back now, okay, that's fine. But the same people that are patting us on the back now, the same people that were hating us, a month ago. So that doesn't affect us either. We have an opportunity to improve every week, and we want to take advantage of that.
Thank you.
Any last questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it for you, David. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck on Thursday night.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.